Welcome back in. This is Over the Night. Matt Harab with you here on SB Nation Radio. And now on the line with us is Keith Pompey, Sixers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Keith, really appreciate you coming on late here in Miami. A 113-103 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers earlier this evening. Before we get into the game, is there any update regarding Joel Embiid and if he's going to be available for Game 3?
No, there's not an update. I mean, the thing is, Joel Embiid has yet to practice yet. Now, the thing about it is he could practice tomorrow. But, you know, the Sixers, it was one of those things where they have a habit of taking things a little slow. I mean, very slow. Extremely cautious. So much so that Joel Embiid went to Instagram after the game saying that effing sick and tired of being baby. So that became a story in here in Philadelphia, to whereas Brett Brown had to comment and say he understands that he's frustrated. So that's this is a crazy situation for the Sixers, but it's also one that they're used to. You know, Embiid always wants to play. They always want to be extremely careful with him. So we'll see what happens on Thursday. There's a possibility that he plays, but we'll see what happens on Thursday.
Keith, as you were watching this game today, obviously Game 1 was a blowout. This one, a 10-point victory for the Heat. What do you think, in your opinion, Embiid brings the most to this series when he does come back?
I mean, he brings stability. I mean, in a way. I mean, he's a guy, you know, right now, their best way of beating teams is shooting three-pointers. And the thing about three-point shooting teams are, you live and you die by the three.
Right.
You know, the first game they made, what, 64%? This game they shot 20%. You know, and when you have a guy like Joel Embiid, yes, you're still going to shoot some threes, but also you're going to, like, you know, find him on a block and let him operate, you know, and try to get guys in foul trouble and go to the foul line. So right now they don't have anyone who can do that. So they're living and they're dying by the three. We saw the good and we saw the bad.
Keith Pompey is our guest, Sixers beat reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can follow Keith on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. Okay, so I love everything about this Philadelphia team, even with Joel Embiid out. And when he comes back in, I love this team. But the one thing that, as I'm watching this game, I'm thinking to myself, man, if we got a close game late, who is the scorer that you go to pass the ball? Because Ben Simmons, when he's at his best, when you watch his game, he's not a scoring point guard. Who is that guy who gets the ball late if you're tied and there's 4 seconds to go? Is it Ben Simmons or is it somebody else?
Well, right now, you know, that's just not Ben Simmons' makeup at this stage of his career.
Right.
So the person would be, it would be J.J. Redick. That's the guy that you want to draw plays up for late in the game since Embiid is not here. Or you can go with Marco Bellinelli. But J.J. Redick at this particular time, you know, because Embiid's not here, is the guy who they go to.
Keith, do you think later down the road in the next year and the year after that, do you think Markelle Fultz eventually becomes that guy? I mean, I would imagine you draft him number one to be that score that you look to late in games.
I mean, no, as long as Joel Embiid stays healthy, no one else on the team is going to be that guy. I mean, in my opinion, Joel Embiid is a top five guy in the league. I mean, right now, I mean, he's a top five guy in the league, in my opinion. So why, you know, if you have him and he's 7'2", 280 pounds, that's the guy you go to down the stretch. Now, what Markelle Fultz is going to be able to do is he's going to be able to, you know, help him out a little bit. He's going to take advantage of situations. I mean, he can, you know, right now he's working on his shot, but that's what he had in college. But he's also a great slasher. He can get to the basket. But when the game's on the line, you're going to give the ball to Joel Embiid. That's the reason why he got that major extension. You know, that's the reason why, you know, he's the franchise and everyone loves him. You have to go to Joel Embiid.
Keith Pompey, our guest, Sixers beat reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can follow Keith on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. Okay, so what was the difficulty defensively tonight with Dwayne Wade? I mean, this looked like vintage Dwayne Wade. He had 28 points. He was hitting some crazy shots. I mean, he just looked like the old self. What was the problem with him tonight defensively, do you think?
You know, it's weird. I mean, I don't think they have anyone on who can defend him. You know, and I understand, you know, in Miami, people saw the old Dwayne Wade, and they may look at him now and say, you know, that's not D. Wade of the past. But if you notice the Sixers and close, I mean, again, they had a 17-game winning streak, so they didn't really deal with it. But they tend to have a problem against opposing reserve guards who can score. I mean, I don't know what it is, but they have a problem with that. And also, when you look at their roster, okay, you're saying to yourself, okay, the best perimeter defender we have is Robert Covington, a small forward. Mm-hmm. But if Cove's not in there, you know, I don't know at this particular stage, and Ben Simmons is a good defender, but I don't know if he can guard Dwayne Wade. I don't think J.J. Redick can guard Dwayne Wade. Bellinelli can't. You know, Fultz can't. You know, McConnell can't. You know, they just don't have that makeup on their roster to do that. And the thing about the difference between these two teams is if the game is close, when you don't have Joel Embiid, if the game is close, you know, you have to favor the Miami Heat just because of what we said. They don't have anyone who can guard Dwayne Wade. And what you do is you get in isolation and you just let him operate. And I think that's what happened. The Sixers weren't able to make their shots, and they couldn't stop Dwayne Wade, and it opened things up for everyone.
So, Keith, what do you think is the adjustment defensively for Philadelphia moving into game number three, assuming Joel Embiid cannot go? What do you think is the number one thing this roster, as it is right now without Joel Embiid, needs to do to slow down Dwayne Wade and prevent the Heat from having the offensive night that they had tonight?
You know what, believe it or not, and I'm not taking the easy way out, but they need to do what they did the first game, and what that is, you have to make shots. You have to speed the game up. You have to make shots. Whenever Miami missed shots, you got to get in transition. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, but when you don't have someone on your roster that can stop a guy like that, you do it by speeding up the game and just getting into a track meet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's because you just don't have anyone. I mean, whatever they did the first game, they have to do it. And then you look at it like the first game, what is it, Miami shot 60-something percent from the foul line. Tonight they were 80%. You know, yeah. You know, and the thing about the Sixers is in the second half of the first game, I think they only had one turnover. You know, tonight overall they had 15 turnovers. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying, you have to play perfect offensive game when you have defensive deficiencies in the guard spot. Now, again, Ben Simmons is a solid defender. Robert Covington's a solid defender. But it's hard when you have to account for somebody coming off the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because typically you want to, like, you know, have Covington guarding someone else and Simmons guarding the point guard, you know, something like that. So that's what they have to do. I just don't think that right now that the makeup of the 76ers, and I'm not knocking the 76ers, but I don't think at this particular time that, you know, they're deep enough on a defensive end to lock down a Dwayne Wade type. And it's nothing just – I'm not just talking about Dwayne Wade. There's been other players like Lance Stephenson, Kelly Oubre, you know, guys who came off the bench and they lit the Sixers up.
Yeah, Keith Pompey, Joel Embiid is just so important on both ends of the floor, not just offensively. Keith Pompey, our guest, Sixers beat reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Okay, so the Sixers go from 130 in game number one to 103 in game number two. As you're watching this game, what did Miami do defensively differently tonight from game one to game two?
You know, Miami was more physical. I mean, you know, Miami, like the first game, okay, Miami looked to me like the team that played the Sixers. February the 27th, I believe it was, the last time I was there. So they look like a team that whenever Ben Simmons had the ball or he didn't have the ball, they had a body on him. They looked like a team that was extremely physical with the Sixers. The first game, they looked a little passive. And I don't know if it was because the fact was, okay, we know this team won 16 consecutive games, but Joel Embiid isn't here. We don't have to bring our physicality. Well, they brought it tonight. They were more aggressive. They were physical. And that's the reason why, you know, the Sixers didn't, you know, play as well. Now, again, you know, you look at Ben Simmons' numbers. He had 24 points. He had, you know, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. You know, he had 2 blocks and 2 turnovers. You know, that's not bad, but the fact is they were physical. They were physical. And sometimes, you know, what happens is, you know, Ben Simmons, you don't need him to score a lot of points. What you want him to do is you want him to set teammates up. Now, something else that they did tonight, what they did is, like, J.J. Redick is a great 3-point shooter, but you can drive them off the 3-point line, you know. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, sometimes you devise this defenses and you have guys taking off balance shots. And it just seems like you look at Redick, you know, he was 1-for-7 from three. If you look at Robert Covington, he was 1-for-8, you know. So they just didn't have a solid 3-point night. And then another guy, Marco Bellinelli, he was 2-for-8. So that's what, you know, what really hindered the Sixers tonight.
Keith, final question for you. Give me your gut feeling. Does Embiid play? Based off the reaction that he had on social media after the game and the reaction from the coach after the game, what is your gut feeling, or do we not have enough information at this point?
Look, man, I'm not trying to hurt you. I mean, like, not avoid the questions, but I don't like going by guts. I like going by facts. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Like, you know, you would assume that he would, you know, they would – I mean, they really would like to evaluate him. Like, the guy hasn't been practicing.
Right.
You know what I mean? He hasn't been practicing at all. So, I mean, you would assume that he would, you know, they would try to get him out there. But I don't think that, you know, like, when you have a guy like Joel Embiid, now he can play, but when you have a guy like Joel Embiid, you know, the investment on him is in his future.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because
yes.
If he gets hit in the eye again, I mean, it could do some serious damage to him.
Yes.
So the investment is in the future, and they always said that it wasn't based off of wins and losses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're just hoping that the Sixers can buy some time for him, and if they can, they can. If they can't, they can't. But you know, I don't think that they're just going to like rush him out there just because they lost tonight's game.
Absolutely. Hey, you got to trust the process, and sometimes the process can be a little frustrating. Hey, Keith, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk this evening. Keith Pompey, our guest, Sixers beat reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. You can follow Keith on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. Thank you very much, Keith. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Yep, we're back after this on SB Nation Radio.